Welcome to the Java.net Community Corner podcast series for Java 1 2006. In this series of podcasts, we bring you the activity of the Community Corner located at Pod 532 on the Pavilion floor, including mini talks about projects hosted on Java.net and other community activities.
Good morning, folks. It's time for the 12 o'clock talk at the Java.net Community Corner. At this time, we're going to interview three people from the JDK contributor panel. We have with us today Brian Harry, Jesse Stair, and Andy Tripp. Brian is, all three of these gentlemen are JDK champions. Brian is the winner of a Duke Award this year, and he is the top bug fix contributor for the JDK community. Jesse and Andy are also top bug contributors, and interviewing them today will be Chris Adamson. Chris, it's up to you.
Hey, thanks, everybody. Glad to see you all here in the booth today. First, I'm going to ask our panelists for a show of hands here, and for those of you listening on the podcast, I'll have to narrate this. So a show of hands from our three contributors who've fixed all these bugs in JDK. Who here works for Sun? Raise your hand. What those of you listening at home are seeing is the sight of three people not raising their hands. These guys have all contributed to the JDK. Not one of them works for Sun. So this is really our outsider JDK contribution panel. So I'm going to be passing the mic around to each of our contributors. I guess my first question to each of you guys is going to be, what got you started fixing bugs on the JDK? And I am going to start here with Brian Harry.
Well, it started, I was on the JDK forums, and I was talking about enhancing the AWT keystroke class so it would be more liberal when you handed in a string to produce a keystroke. And a Sun engineer suggested putting in an RFE, and then he also just suggested actually writing the fix for it or putting the enhancement in for it. And that's how I got started. It was just one little step, and then I started looking at it more and said, there's a lot more stuff here that I think I could probably help out with.
Well, I started off with some bugs that we found when I was writing a product for the company I work for. I submitted a bug report, and then I got an email back that said, well, hey, we're taking contributions now, and if you want to fix it, then go ahead and submit a fix. So I did and started looking at existing bugs to see what else I could do.
I had a similar situation. I heard that Sun was opening things up to the outside world to fix things, and I thought it would be interesting to just sort of try it, not so much because I had a particular fix that needed to be fixed, but I thought I'd sort of try out the process. So I kind of went through, found some few bugs that looked interesting, did my best to fix them and submit them and sort of evaluated the process and then kind of blogged about it.
Now, for the benefit of our technical listeners and attendees here, I'm interested to know, like, the first time, this was all on Mustang, everybody was doing this on Mustang, not earlier than that. The first time you downloaded Mustang, and the first time you built it, and the build process, if anyone has a particularly interesting story about how long that took, what it was like, was it hard to get into the process of fixing bugs and then doing a build and then testing it yourself? Anyone want to take that in particular here? I'm going to pass it over to Andy.
Well, I found exactly what I expected, which was to do a complete build is not easy. And Sun did a good job of trying to make that as easy as possible, and there were instructions, and I think I got maybe halfway through before going, oh no, this is too hard. And then so I Googled for something, and you know, compiling the, you know, the JDK or something like that. Sure enough, somebody had taken a shortcut and figured out how to only compile Swing and not go through all the other stuff, and I happened to only care about Swing, so I followed some other guy's quick instructions, and that worked great, and I was off and running.
And next question I have is, like, so for the first time you fixed a bug, what was the turnaround time between, like, when you attacked it, you fixed it, you submitted your bug, how long did it take before you got a new build that had your bug integrated into it? Anyone want to take that here? All right, I'm going to give this over to Jesse.
Well, the first bug that I fixed, the turnaround was probably about a few days to get talking to a Sun engineer, and then the next build that had it in came out probably within 2 weeks. It was pretty quick.
I'd say it would be about an average of a month for me. I've seen stuff. I have a lot of bugs I've submitted, so I don't expect them all to be done within a month, but it could be pretty quick just from watching other people's bugs get through it, maybe a month or so.
Well, you know, you said you had a lot of bugs you fixed. You're rather infamous for having a huge number of bugs fixed. I'm going to pass this down. Let each of the guys give us a sense of how many bugs you have fixed in the JDK. I'm going to start here with Brian.
Count-wise, integration, I don't know, but submissions, it's probably somewhere in the 220 to 230 range. And those range from very simple submissions where you say you found a bug that's already been fixed to simple one-liners to more complex items, which will probably take longer to integrate, but lots of stuff.
I've got two bug fixes that are actually included with the release, and then a couple other comments and stuff, research I did to add to bug reports where I could help out.
I'd rather not say, but I was teasing Brian that he's fixed 220 bugs and nobody knows him, but I fixed three bugs. Even that, I only got two of them in, I think, that the other one didn't work. But I blogged about it, and now so people know me that you fixed the JDK. Well, so I've only fixed really one or two.
You were talking about complexity levels with, you know, you're catching things that have already been fixed in there or simple one-line fixes. I'm going to leave this to you, Brian, because you have the biggest list of bugs. The biggest, hairiest bug fix you had was how much in terms of lines of code, how long it took you to do it, and how long it took to get integrated and come back to you?
Boy, that's a tough question. I'm trying to think of the one I'm looking at right now. Maybe possibly 200, 300 lines of code, I would guess. It's for developing scroll carrots for the J menu. So if you have a very filled J menu with hundreds of items that goes flying off the screen, you'll be capable of not having to fly off the screen, allow the user just to focus on one of the scroll carrots and it'll scroll for you through the J menu. You've seen it probably in applications where you maybe like a web browser where you have hundreds of pages cached or if you're in your favorites or something like that. I'm actually still critiquing that right now, and I would guess it's probably going to grow even a little bit larger, but I'm not sure how it will be integrated. It seems somewhat dangerous in that it might break someone's existing code, so I'm trying to think how can this be integrated without breaking someone's code, and that's kind of what I'm focusing on that right now. But that's maybe 300, 500 lines sometimes.
As you've been getting into the JDK source and looking around, you've been able to look at the comments, the style. Is there anything that's really surprised you from being, you know, first on the outside using the JDK and now being on the inside looking at it? Is there anything you said, that's how they do this? Or just anything in general that you really didn't expect to see once you exposed yourself to the JDK code? Anyone want to take that? All right, I think it's Jesse.
Well, I had actually looked at the code before contribution started because you could get the source code previously. You just couldn't really do anything with it. So one thing that kind of struck me when I started looking at the code was some of the inconsistencies. It kind of scared me a little to see some of the things that were, you know, some really nicely coded things and then some were like really hairy and kind of nasty looking. So that was...
Is that nastiness something you might clean up in a bug fix later on?
That's actually where one of my bug fixes went, was in one of those nasty pieces of code to clean it up a little.
Well, that's one of the advantages of having it open, isn't it? We can shine the light on those nastier parts of the JDK. Are any of you guys obligated in the fixes you make to comment how the fix works? Do you have to write Java docs for your stuff? Or if you're just fixing something, it's documented as working one way, and then repairing the implementation, is it something where you don't have a lot of obligations to comment your work and show a path of what you've changed and what you've done? Anyone want to take that? I think this is going to be Brian.
I usually, when I make a submission, I try to write a small essay to explain what I was thinking when I wrote the patch. It's similar to what you would do, say, if you're taking a Sun Certified Java Developer certification. Like, you always have to explain why your code was written this way and what's wrong with it. I just do that also to keep tabs on my own self when I come. If I come back and look at it, try to remember, why did I do something this way? Java doc, sometimes you change something if if the bug requires you to change the Java doc. But typically, I just do it in an essay.
Okay, I want to make sure I leave time for questions here. So one thing I want to ask at the end of this is, how are you feeling right now about how the whole Mustang process has gone? It's been open now for a little, like about a year and a half. I think the first Mustang drops were back in fall 2004. And so now we've had this process going for a year and a half. We've got the beta out there of Mustang. This should be done in the fall, I guess. And now we're looking at doing Dolphin the same way. How have you enjoyed this process? Is there anything you'd like to change about this process? And just, you know, talk about how what you feel about the open, not open sourcing, but the process by which we've been able to contribute to Mustang as it's gone along. Ryan?
So far, it's been an enjoyable experience. In terms of process, it works for me because you always seems to end up with an engineer, and it's usually some closure. I haven't had one sit out there yet where I find myself wondering what is going on. And even if there is one that is sitting out there, there's people you can contact and ask what is going on with this. You could probably Tim Bell. You could probably send him an email. He seems to be pretty much on top of what's going on. So I really haven't had any terrible problems with it so far.
So far, the process has gone really well, I think, but it's very human-driven, and I think as this expands and more people get involved, there's going to need to be a little more tooling involved there, maybe with like CVS and Jira or some other form of bug integration, dealing with bugs that works a little better than the current bug database. So far, it's been pretty good.
Yeah, I've also, I think it's improved a lot over the years. It is getting more and more open, and certainly it's always, you've always been able to go in and look at it, and it is great to be able to change things, but you shouldn't get your hopes up too high. I don't think you'll ever have people from the outside making real serious big core changes, but what you can do is have us from the outside making the small changes around the edges that we need for our applications, and that'll free up your developers to work on the big, tough problems, and let us worry about the simple, the easy ones that we can knock off that we care about.
You know, that leads me to one more thing before I throw it open to questions, and that is, you guys have all been doing bug fixes. What if we move from bug fixes to RFEs and new features? If that were, something you could do, are there RFEs that you think you could code yourself that you'd like to contribute to some future version of Java? Anyone? Well, let's start with Brian.
Actually, I almost think the process is almost there. I was talking to an engineer last week who said he mentioned they have a process now to add new methods and stuff, things like that. And you can donate code, from what I understand. I've donated classes to make it easier to integrate the existing models with the collections classes for lists. There's not a very good method for users to integrate with like list subclasses and such. And so I donated some models that would allow the user to easily do that.
Yeah, I think it would be a good idea for developers to be able to submit new features. I think maybe integrating the JCP with this collaborative process and getting people that are members of both communities to be able to participate in what gets added to the next release of Java and then actually working on adding those features themselves would be a great idea.
Yeah, I think there could be improvement there too. I think, one of the bugs I had, there was clearly a better way to do things. Rather than fixing what we had, would have been better to just create a new method. But once you went there and said, oh, it's a new method, then suddenly it's not a bug fix, it's an enhancement, and it has to go through the whole JCP thing. So if you could have some kind of streamlined way of getting very straightforward enhancements through the JCP faster, that might be good.
All right, Brian, Jesse, Andy, thank you very much. I'm going to throw it out to the floor here for questions. Does anybody have a question for our panelists? All right, we got a question. I'll repeat it for you. Okay, the question is for you guys, in general, what area do you focus on? So we'll start again with Brian.
I found myself focusing on Swing almost exclusively these days. I started out just doing kind of random sampling. I kind of found myself navigating into Swing. don't know, it was just because, I think it's because I'm interested in swing.
I tend to focus on networking and I.O. myself, just because that's what I have an interest in.
I tend to focus mostly on swing, too. I think the swing bugs tend to be ones that we mere mortals can handle. And, you know, a little bit of collections framework and other things. But mostly swing are where the bugs are that I could possibly handle.
All right. And do we have any more questions out here? Yes, in the back row. Okay, the question was, what can Sun do to encourage more people to participate in this program and fix bugs? Any takers on this one? All right, here comes Brian.
I think it just needs to be advertised more. I was talking with someone a couple days ago, and he had a misconception where you had to go through 15 web pages to make a submission where there's really only one. And then I ran into talked to another person yesterday where he kind of heard about it, then I didn't really understand the program. I kind of explained it to him. He said that it would be a really interesting thing to be involved with. And he thought he could learn more about the JDK and meet some more people. But just advertising, explaining it clearly to people would help out a lot.
I would say two things, T-shirts and workstations. I didn't know you could get a Duke Award for so many fixes. I might have given it a shot. I really didn't know. But, you know, I did get a T-shirt for mine. It's amazing what people will do for a T-shirt. So there may be something in between the T-shirts and the workstations. I don't know, but geeks love their goodies, so keep giving those away.
And any more questions out here for our JDK contributors? Last chance. All right. Brian Harry, Jesse Sturr, Andy Tripp, again, three JDK contributors from the outside, and you guys have been fixing between you a couple hundred bugs in the JDK, and we appreciate your work. It's going to help all of us, and thank you very much, and thank you for participating in this panel. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Chris. That's the JDK contributor interview group. The next mini talk will be at 12:30. It will be 8 years of DF Jug, a Vizzy. So we'll see you in a few minutes.
This has been the Java.net Community Corner Podcast. Come visit us at Pod 532 on the pavilion floor and check out our website at jnpodcasts.dev.java.net, where you'll find show notes and a feed for all our Java 1 2006 podcasts.